Yes, he had his system of diet, his line system of diet, and so on and so on. And he clearly, from the book, had expected everybody to stick with great rigidity to all this. He was, of course, himself a diabetic, and indeed was one of the very first people ever treated with insulin in the early 1920s. When I met him, he came across as being rather a jolly man, with something of a twinkle in his eye, and nothing like as rigid in his approach as his books had suggested. I never got to know him very well, but I must admit I rather liked him. I was introduced to him by a chap who was his assistant, and for whom at that time I was house physician, and that was Wilfrid Oakley. Very nice man. Yes, very nice man who tried to persuade me to leave clinical medicine and go into pathology, which I didn't want to do at all.
Had your father kept you to the Lawrence Lyme diet?
I think he had tried to, but in fact it was almost impossible, given how the school times varied, and given the fact, too, I think, that my mother used to have great difficulty over coping with all the assortment of rations. Our house was a big house, and as a result of this, we got used as a refuge for all sorts of people, and we used to have grandparents arriving from Portsmouth looking shattered after the bombings, and cousins arriving from London, again looking shattered after the bombings. They got even more shattered when a bomb landed next door to us, and we lost the chimneys of the house. They all went very quickly after that, but even so, after a little while, they began to come back, and there were times when we had 25 people staying in that house, and it was very cramped indeed. And I think my poor mum did a nut over the cooking.
How did she manage your quantities?
Well, she had a series of scales around the place. The great trouble with mum and scales was that she was always losing weights. If you had a half-ounce weight, there was a fair chance she'd lose it. If you had a quarter-ounce weight, it was absolutely certain she'd lose it. So she went in for spring-loaded scales.